on digital radio, on the app, on your smart TV, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Football in January.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
It's January football here in the Sportscast, January 29th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can listen to it on thesportscast.net, our website. Or you can follow us on X at the Sportscast One. Check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS in the iOS App Store. Championship Sunday has concluded. We now know the Super Bowl contenders for 2024. And we have a lot to discuss. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be back.
It's been a bit. How is the weather up there in Northeast Ohio?
Yeah, it's cold and we had some snow. Now it's rain. It's very wet and dreary here in Northeast Ohio. I'm sure it's the same in Detroit.
I'm sure it is. What a weekend in championships Sunday. A lot of people were picking the Ravens. You and I picked the Chiefs, actually. I knew I had a good hunch that Patrick Mahomes or playoff Mahomes would come through in Baltimore. And then, of course, we had San Francisco defeating Detroit. You beat Detroit. A lot of people were going for Detroit. I went for San Francisco. They did not have a good first half, but they came back.
Yeah, you know, I was texting you at halftime, you know, putting Detroit in the Super Bowl because they just dominated that first half, you know, they just weren't able to close it. Purdy had a good second half, and yeah, it's unfortunate. I was pulling for the Lions because we were cellar dwellers with them, being a Browns fan, and was hoping that they would have their shot in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, another Midwest team. Detroit lacked experience, maturity, you can tell, but they're a young team. I believe their average age is 25. They got a lot going on. I was talking to someone here in my office space that they need a secondary for the defense. So we'll see what happens. But before we get into the details of the recap of this past weekend, we got a word from our sponsors.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and secure your family's legacy? Introducing VictorRocho.com, your cash acceleration insurance expert. At VictorRocho.com, we bring accountability to wealth creation inspired by Proverbs 13:22. Your family's financial future matters to us. Experience the power of debt-free life, our innovative insurance solution that not only protects but builds cash value over time. As your cash value grows, say goodbye to debt incrementally and watch your savings soar for a worry-free retirement, all without spending any extra money. With debt-free life, you're not just securing your future, you are creating a lasting legacy for your family, achieving financial freedom, and retiring with tax-favored income. Visit VictorRocho.com for more information. That's VictorRocho.com, where accountability meets prosperity. Your greatest asset is you.
Make sure to visit VictorRocho.com for your financial needs. Anyways, Dan, we got championship. Need to recap. We're going to play by play. Most of the plays, maybe some plays we'll skip for, you know, any type of like any long field goals. We'll just skip a little bit, but you're ready to recap this beautiful weekend of football.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Let's go to the first game of the day, Ravens, 3 p.m. Eastern. It was a lot of trash talking going on before the game. You probably saw a little bit of it. I saw it on Twitter especially. But the first game the Chiefs. I think for the past eight games, for every first drive they go on, they score a touchdown. So the first touchdown had to be Mahomes to Kelce, and it was pretty much a catch. Some people say it wasn't a catch, but it happened during the seventh minute of the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Kelce, you know, really just rose to the occasion. I mean, he just finds a way to find the zone spots, and you know, Mahomes bides time, and just when you think you got him stopped, he just throws and finds him in the route. Perfect throw. He really couldn't put it anywhere better for that touchdown. And that was the first, or probably the third, Taylor Swift shot of the day. At that point,
time that happened, he wasn't in the stadium. And then in the fifth minute, the Ravens tie up the game from a throw of Lamar Jackson passing Zay Flowers to the right for a 30-yard touchdown. It was a great touchdown, but they were saying, hey, we're still in this. We're going to stay toe-to-toe with the Chiefs.
Yeah, no, you know, Zay Flowers going to be a good player, had some rookie mistakes I'm sure we'll get to, but that was definitely a good route and found him deep. So, yeah, for sure, that kept him in stride for the first half.
Second quarter. The game ended first quarter all tied up. Then the second quarter came. Isaiah Pacheco rushed to the left for 2-yard touchdown. That guy, Isaiah Pacheco, has been very key in the playoffs. Scored, gave the Chiefs a lead to 14-7.
Yeah, Pacheco is an angry runner. I mean, he just hits that hole with force. And he has, you know, they struggled when he was hurt those couple weeks. So, yeah, having him in, he can find those holes quick and hits them quick. And he's a good runner for sure, and they're lucky to have him.
Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker scored a field goal that made it 17-7. And only one touchdown by the Ravens, but there was a hiccup there by Zay Flowers. He actually caught the ball, but he fumbled the ball. Actually, before that play, Dan, he actually had a penalty because he was haunting the cornerback, which was Jerry Sneed. But Jerry Sneed got that fumble turnover, and it was a touchback.
Yeah, you know that there's a scripture that says pride becomes before the fall. Well, that was the Flowers moment when he was prideful and got cocky and cost his team, you know, a 15-yard penalty. And then he comes back, and then Sneed punches the ball out, and it's a touchback and, you know, cost his team big time.
What a storyline there. And then there was one play in the game I want to definitely point out was Lamar Jackson passed the ball, and he caught it because one of the defenders of the Chiefs, he touched it, and Lamar caught the ball and ran for a few yards.
That was wild. I don't know. I'm curious if that's ever happened before. Or I mean, I can't imagine it be more than a handful of times. I mean, that was wild.
That was wild. Of course, we cannot show the video on it because we'll get because our video will be removed from YouTube. But that was pretty much it. Then there was a field goal by Justin Tucker that made it 17-10. And then towards the game, the Chiefs had the ball. Ravens were trying to turn it over or maybe lose them on possession. But they had an amazing catch towards the end with Scantling closing out the deal towards the end, and the Chiefs won the AFC Championship.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I mean, Lamar Jackson had just really struggled. I feel like the game plan coming in, both offense and defensive coordinators need to be questioned on the game plan. I feel they probably should have used Lamar's legs a little bit. I mean, I know they don't want to get him hurt, but this is to go to the Super Bowl. I feel like he could have ran for some of those first downs. And that was just an ill-advised throw, thrown in a triple coverage there at the end. Could have been in field goal range, get it to a one possession game. So just shouldn't have happened. And, you know, this is Chiefs.
And
or the
threw
Chiefs,
his helmet down pretty hard.
He was really frustrated. And, you know, and the thing about it is, I mean, this was set up for them to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, really, when you look at that division, you know, I don't know if they're going to get another shot. I mean, you know, this was a year that Burrow got hurt. This is a year, you know, the Bills struggled. Watson got hurt. You got Houston that's on the upswing. I mean, are they going to be in this position? They'll be in the hunt, but there's nothing going to be, you know, gift wrapped like they have right now in the AFC to make a run.
Jackson finished 20 of 37 for 272 yards passing with a touchdown and interception. As Ryan, and said, he had an interception towards the end. Triple coverage. You never throw it to that type of coverage itself. But there you have it. AFC champions. Once again, were you surprised, Dan, they won it? I mean, yes, you picked it. But, man, they're having a good run.
They are, you know, and you can't really doubt it. I mean, I was doubting them on this show, you know, when they were struggling. And it just seems like the playoffs, Mahomes is different. The team is different. I mean, where's the drops that they were having? It's just like everybody just was, you know, Kelce was struggling, you know, for five or six games. I mean, it just over 100 yards receptions for him. I mean, it's just like they find a way in the playoffs to put it together. And you just can't bet against them. I mean, I don't know why they're underdog going to the Super Bowl, but I take those points and pick them for sure.
Definitely. We'll see what we pick towards the end, towards the show, the Super Bowl. Let's go to the West NFC. San Francisco 49ers defeated the Detroit Lions. Let's start towards the beginning of this game. Of course, Detroit scored first, actually, with a touchdown to the right for a 4-2 touchdown to Amason Williams. It was a long throw by Jared Goff, but which became a good start for Detroit.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a good start. I mean, I think, you know, it kind of quieted the crowd a little bit. You know, I think they needed to start fast, which they did, but weren't able to finish it.
Lions then went up two touchdowns by a rushing touchdown by David Montgomery up the middle for a 1-yard touchdown. Dan was saying this might be Detroit's.
Yeah, when they went up 14, I'm like, man, they look good. And, you know, I was just feeling good. I mean, they you know, were stopping the Niners. So going up 14, I felt pretty good that they would go on to win.
Then Christian McCaffrey tied up the game in half. No, not tied it up. He cut the score in half by rushing up to the middle for a 2-yard touchdown. McCaffrey became the main guy there.
He did. I mean, he's just an explosive runner. I mean, he just hits those holes and runs with a vengeance. Hard to bring down. So they just need to continue to feed him the ball, and good things will happen.
But it did not help San Francisco. Detroit extended their lead by a touchdown by Jamar Gibbs. He rushed to the right for a 15-yard touchdown, went up 21-7. And then they scored a field goal that before the half, 24-7. Dan, were you thinking about turning off the TV then?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be an early night, you know, and go to bed early. But then it changed in a hurry. You know, I think it's us. I mean, I feel like the coach probably should have kicked the field goal and went up a little bit more, and then he went for it. I mean, I know he's getting a lot of flack for that. I get it. You know, you want to put points up, but sometimes you just got to take the points that are in front of you and not try to do too much. And, you know, I think it cost him a little bit for momentum and obviously points.
Then the third quarter came. Jake Moody from the Niners did a 43-yard field goal, converted a 43-yard field goal. It was 24-10. And then in the fifth minute in the third quarter, Brock Purdy passed to Brandon Ayuk to the left for a 6-yard touchdown. He became the connection there for Brock Purdy for most of the game.
He did. I mean, he showed flashes of that during the regular season. Ayuk, I mean, he a good route runner and just, you know, finds ways to get open. And, you know, Purdy hit him and it seems to be looking for him quite regularly.
Quite something. And then a little bit later on, it was all San Francisco. They were, you know, they were down 24-7. They scored 27 points in the second half. Christian McCaffrey then scored a touchdown for a 1 yard touchdown, made it 24-24. All the game was tied. Then Detroit was in trouble.
Yeah, no, I mean, you start doubting yourself. I mean, at that point, I just think they just lost the momentum. I mean, it's hard to, at their stadium, got the crowd back in the game to think you can win at that point. You kind of knew what was going to happen.
Then Jake Moody scored a field goal for the Niners. They're up by 3, 27-24. And then a little bit later on in the fourth quarter, Elijah Mitchell rushed up the middle for a 3-yard touchdown, making it 34-24. They're up by 10. And then at the end, Detroit actually scored a touchdown from Jared Goff past to Jameson Williamson. In the middle for a 3-yard touchdown, made it 31-34, but still, San Francisco won the NFC Championship.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I just think that comes down to just you know, the Lions are a young team. I mean, you have a bunch of veterans, a lot of guys that have been there before. I feel like the Lions might be a year off, maybe 2 years. I mean, they have a lot of rookies, first-year head coach that really haven't been there, haven't experienced. And I just think that showed in the way this game ended. You know, so I think the Lions are right there. It just, I feel that the season's 49ers, the coach, the players is what kind of got them over the hump to win this game.
San Francisco going down. They're a little bit rusty against Green Bay and now Detroit. Is that something, is a red flag coming into the Super Bowl, Dan?
It is. I mean, they're just, you know, it's like how many lives do they have left? I mean, it just seems like they're like sneaking by like in these playoffs and they just haven't played the best football. The other thing that concerns me is, you know, they let a rookie tight end just run all over him. I mean, I forget his name for the Lions. I mean, he's going to be a tough player. I mean, he was, they just couldn't stop him. And now you have a guy like Travis Kelce who's just coming off a remarkable game and you're going to have to slow him down. So it'll be interesting to see the game plan there.
Yeah, that's something that you got to look at. But the Super Bowl is set. Kansas City, San Francisco 49ers, February 11th. 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks to get things all together. Sam Laporta is what you meant.
Yes.
For the Lions tight end. Fantastic. Another rookie there. So this game is a rematch of the 2019 Super Bowl. And the Chiefs were actually, they were down by 10 points or like 14 points. They came back. And they won the game, won the Super Bowl. But the difference with this team and the Niners had Jimmy Garoppolo. But this time they had Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is only a second-year quarterback, Dan. Can this be a huge game changer for San Francisco? Or, hey, we'll see like what he got.
Yeah, no, I mean, Purdy, I mean, he just seems to rise to the occasion just when you know, the naysayers count him out, a game manager and everything. I mean, he just seems to make the right throws, doesn't make too many mistakes. So it's going to be a close game, I think. But I mean, like you said, I mean, I wouldn't bet against Mahomes in this playoff picture and for a Super Bowl. I just think he's gonna wait one more play. I mean, it's just so when the last game, I'm like, all right, you know, it's 3rd and 2. Mahomes is running. He's getting this. I mean, he's gonna run it, you know, and gets in the pocket and he finds that. I mean, how many times does he do that on a 3rd and 5 or, you know, and he runs with his legs and gets it? You just know he's gonna do something special. And it's just until he doesn't, you know, you gotta go with him.
This Chiefs team is different, Dan, because their defense is the one that is kind of brightening up things up for them. They were able to stop the Bills. Now they're able to stop the Ravens. Even though Ravens are top defense, Chiefs were number two. But this is a different Chiefs from like a couple years ago with Tyreek Hill, explosive offense. They're not winning. I mean, I can't say they're winning ugly, Dan, but they're winning like they're just having a strategy. Hey, we don't have all the offensive weapons. We don't have the best receivers in the world. We have Kelce, but we can't use Kelce all the time. But they are executing what they need to do and how to win these games.
Right. Yeah. No, they're winning differently this year. There's no question. I mean, Spags has drawn up a good game plan on defense. I mean, the way he was just rattled Lamar all night, he couldn't get comfortable. And I think they'll do the same with Purdy. I think they'll have similar game plan. But yeah, they're leading with the defense and, you know, making plays when they need to make it. They've got the running game going and, you know, just finding those plays down the field when they need them. They're not living and dying with those plays. I mean, they're basically relying on their defense to get some stops and give them more opportunities to score. And that's what they're doing. They're not trying to outscore people and score 30 points. They're trying to limit teams to scoring 20. And they, you know, so that's kind of the mentality.
Well, Dan, we got 2 weeks to talk about this game, this big matchup. I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. Of course, San Francisco is a legend in Super Bowls. They've won tons of championships. Chiefs are getting into the picture. If they win this year, Dan, I would have to – I mean, I can't put them up there with Patriots yet, but they're in the running, or maybe they're there already.
No, they definitely are. And, you know, I know we've talked off the show, but, you know, if Andy Reid's going to hang it up, if he gets one, and or Kelce, you know, he's got different priorities now. I mean, you know, there's rumor, oh, Belichick's going to step in and coach the Chiefs next year. I mean, that's kind of the rumor online and all that. So it'll be interesting, you know.
It'd be quite interesting. And other news, Buffalo Bills hand Joe Brady the permanent offensive coordinator job. He was the one that replaced the UM guy before that, Ken Dorsey.
Yeah, and the Browns got Ken Dorsey. So we got
– Yes, I want to hear your thoughts on the – I mean, Ken Dorsey hasn't had a good reputation. I mean, so is the reputation, skeptical. I guess.
I just don't understand. I mean, because Stefanski calls the plays, so I don't know. And he said he's willing to give it up for the right guy. Well, is Dorsey the right guy? I mean, he wasn't the right guy in Buffalo. I mean, yeah. So I don't know what all his job duties are going to be if Stefanski's still calling the plays. I mean, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I don't know. He was one of the Browns quarterbacks. I think he was like the number 26 quarterback for the Browns for a couple years.
I remember
years,
that. So. Yeah, from the UM. One of those good college quarterbacks, but didn't really translate into the NFL. Joe Brady stays with the Bills. Is that a good thing for the Bills?
I think so. I mean, to keep, you know, that, you know, it'll be interesting. I mean, they got to win. I mean, they have to, you know, they're going to have to win this year. I think McDermott's going to be gone. So the coordinator,
they
got
to make it to the AFC championship, I think, at least.
No. Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's our bust. Yeah. I mean, I think they need to probably make the Super Bowl.
I think so. At least an appearance doesn't mean that to win it. Yeah. Eagles hiring Kellen Moore as their offensive coordinator. Nothing official, but I think it's already an open secret up in Philly.
No, I think that's a good hire. I know he interviewed with the Browns. That's kind of who I was pulling for. I mean, I feel like he was a good play caller. I think both of the coordinators Philly got, I feel that will bring them to where they want to be.
And one guy, Bill Belichick, not hired yet. Looks like Washington's going to hire the defensive coordinator from the Detroit Lions. That's probably being said soon. And Washington, I think Dan Quinn probably will get that because he got two interviews. So I'm sure it's a good sign he might get it. But what's up with Belichick? I mean, he can wait another year, but
I know. There's something. Old, it has to be that. They don't want to give up the control to Belichick.
That's a big
thing. I mean, that has to be – he's asking for too many demands, and the owners don't want to give him up. And then the other question is that these owners have to be thinking, okay, you know, well, everyone's hiring these young you know, offensive coordinators, young minds, you know, this, the league's changing, you know, is it, you know, Belichick's won, but is it him? Is it Brady? He hasn't won with Brady. So all these things are going on in your mind. Like, and it's like, maybe these teams just don't want to take the chance, give up control. And is Belichick still got it? Or did he rely on Tom Brady to shoestrings to kind of get him where he is?
So. Yeah. And I think his best chance was with Atlanta, Dan. That didn't go well. I think his other front office was saying, let's go for Raheem Morris. We love him, and he knows the system. He knows this building, and I think it would be great for the team. But we'll see what happens to Bill Belichick. You can't underestimate him. He might get another job somewhere, or maybe, like you were saying, I think like those past 2 years records, I just didn't like it.
Yeah, right.
If I was an owner of a team, it's like, man, this does not look pretty. Like, he didn't have a set of offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator at times. I'm like, I don't like that. When it's organized.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I know. And I can't really see him being a commentator either. I mean, he wouldn't show much of that was a nice play right there with this cutoff, you know, hoodie, and he's sitting at the booth or whatever, you know, play by play.
Was a halftime guy in 2005 Super Bowl, and I heard he was good, but I can't find the clip though. But I don't think he'd be a good commentator. I heard off the field, hanging out like at cocktail parties, is pretty funny. Yeah. But I just can't still picture that, to be honest.
Yeah, right. So,
anyways, Super Bowl is all set in Las Vegas, Dan. That's the first time that the state of Nevada will have a Super Bowl, and of course, Las Vegas to have a Super Bowl. Plenty of hotels to stay at, so there should not be a problem for lodging. But looking forward to it. We'll talk about it more in the future. Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Browns offseason coaching carousel?
Yeah, you can reach me on Twitter, Danimal 2478 or X, and Facebook under Dan Madden.
There you go. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X, and also Instagram. We'll be definitely sharing some Super Bowl news, what's going to happen. I heard Taylor Swift has a concert during the Super Bowl weekend, so she might not be able to make it.
No. She's going to be there. The time difference, there's no way she's missing it. She's going to fly from Tokyo all the way straight to Vegas, sleep on her private jet. She will not miss that, for sure. And what a Cinderella. I mean, for the NFL, they're loving this for the PR and having her there at the Super Bowl and to hype that up. And I mean, this could be like a Hallmark movie or something, but she would have to produce it and get all royalties. I know that.
You know that she's brought about $33 million in revenue for the NFL?
Wow. Well, her lawyers are probably drawing up an agreement for her to get a cut of that, I'm sure.
New fans. The Swifties are in the NFL. But there you have it. Super Bowl is all set in Vegas. We just got 2 weeks to talk, chatter, who's the best, who's injured, and all that. But, Dan, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.